USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the World Health Organization is firing back at President Trump after the president criticized the agency, telling the president and other world leaders not to politicize the coronavirus crisis if you don't want many more body bags. The United States is a top donor to the Geneva-based body, which the president says has issued bad advice during the new coronavirus outbreak. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has a message for the WHO.
I'm not going to fund the WHO any longer as long as the current director is in place. He must resign. I'm going to be Dr. No when it comes to funding the WHO.
The path is clear to the Democratic presidential nomination for Vice President Joe Biden as Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders drops out of the race today. Sanders' name will remain on primary ballots, though. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your products to keeping me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some troubling trends regarding COVID-19 deaths, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
New data shows an alarming number of African Americans are succumbing to COVID-19. NIH Director Anthony Fauci.
When you look at the predisposing conditions that lead to a bad outcome with coronavirus, the things that get people into ICUs that require intubation and often lead to death, they are just those very comorbidities that are unfortunately disproportionately prevalent in the African-American population.
That includes diabetes, hypertension, and obesity.
Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer is glad Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modly resigned. Schumer is also praising the captain who was relieved of his duties on the USS Theodore Roosevelt. The New York Democrat says the captain spoke truth to power in a letter that was eventually published after it leaked to the media about more than 100 coronavirus cases on the ship. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Congress is racing to approve more money for small businesses, a sign that the last relief package was not enough to address the ballooning health and economic crisis. Regarding a Phase 4, Republican Senator from Wyoming John Barrasso tells Fox News we may want to pump the brakes just a little bit.
First, we have to make sure that this last bill, the CARES Act, actually works to get relief to the people that need it, which is just about everybody in America, to make sure that the health care providers get what they need, and to make sure that our small businesses are able to get these loans. We put out about 17,000 loans already, about $5 billion, but there's $350 billion in this project. With regard to a fourth package, I believe that there will be one, but I have to tell you, Sandra, there is just no way that Nancy Pelosi can once again bring to that her list of liberal leftist approaches of the Green New Deal and election reform, things she's talking about diversity of corporate boards. This is a crisis that our country is facing. Anything in this fourth package has to make sure that we have fulfilled the needs that we promised would be met through the third package.
And finally, Americans are definitely staying home during this pandemic. The TSA is reporting a record low number of passengers being checked by their agents at the nation's airports. On Tuesday, a little more than 97,000 people were screened before boarding planes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.